But still, we're invited to believe, and in the world's view, that those who have the most talents are going to accomplish the most. And we still have that thing that the guy that had the least, they give it to the guy that has the most. And it just doesn't seem quite right. And then what about the bank? I still have a problem with that. Well, that night, I decided I would try one more thing. And I went to my Quick Verse, PC Bible, and I opened it up and I went to that section and I clicked on talent, see what it had there, see what the Greek was behind it. And I found there, it said talenton, the neuter of a presumed derivative of the original form of tlal, to bear, a balance, a supporting weight. I thought, now that's a different idea. That's a different idea. A balance, supporting a weight. It's, my children's sermon was going to be a balance scale, so I would have had one to show you. But you know a balance scale where you don't just step on it to see how much you weigh, but you climb up in one one tray and you put something equivalent on the other tray to try and balance it out to find out what the weight is. And this says that a talent can be considered to be a weight that would be put on one of these beam balances to kind of balance. I said, now that's interesting. That's a different way of looking at it. But what would this thing be that we're putting on there, this weight that needs to be balanced out? Well, a weight is sometimes thought of as being a burden or something we got to do or responsibility. But what's going to be on that other side? There's something in the Bible that says something about burdens. And I think it says that we'll have burdens in our lives, but it'll never be more than we can bear. And so, as a matter of fact, I think that's almost what it said at the beginning of this. He said he gave to each according to his ability, his ability to take. So I said, now that's good. A burden, a task, a responsibility is something that Christ is giving us, but it's not going to be more than we can bear. Now, when we look at this, what happens when we talk about somebody getting five of them? Five times as much as the one that had the least. Is that the one you're going to want to be? Are you going to want to have to do five times as much as the minimum? No. The world would look at this and it would say, now what I want is to be that other guy. I don't want to be the one that gets the most. I want to be the one that gets the least. The world looks at it that way, and so that has the way of turning things around. Jesus always had a way of turning things around. The one we want to be, the one we ought to want to be, is the one that God trusts the most and says, you can bear the most, and so I'm going to give you the greatest responsibility. There was a quote I heard recently on the radio. It was from Mother Teresa, and I don't know that I quote it properly, but I think I got the gist of it. She says, I know that God doesn't give anybody more than they can bear. But she says, I sure do wish he didn't trust me so much. Yeah, sometimes we can feel that way. We sometimes don't understand how much we can bear, how much God trusts that we can bear, knowing what kind of faith we have when we place it on him. So that I like that idea. A talent is a weight, it's a burden, a task, a responsibility that Christ places on us. And we've got a responsibility to balance that, to fulfill those tasks, those responsibilities, through what? Through our faith, through application of our faith within our lives, all the time going to God to ask him to help us as much as he can. But we know that he's given us responsibilities as well. That sounds good. A talent is a weight. Those who have the greatest faith, that God understands that they've got the greatest space that he can trust them with, he's going to give them more to do. But everybody's got some responsibility. So what does that say about the one who hid his responsibility. He didn't do anything about it. There was something that God was expecting that he would be the one to do. And he decided, it's not important. It's not important. He may have simply been looking at himself and says, I can't do it. But he wouldn't even allow himself to have the faith to say, God, I know I can't do it, but you've asked me to do it. Will you help me? He didn't do that. You know, that's exactly the type of person that, well, we're told, yeah, I'm going to make it into the kingdom of heaven. It's those who have faith in Christ, not those who maybe look, assent, yeah, Christ, you've got a right, but not in my life. Not in my life. I know you've given me something to do, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going to turn it back over to you. And who should get that one? Who should get that responsibility, that task that still needs to be done? Well, God says, I'll give it to the one that can carry the greatest burden. I'll give it to the one that's got the greatest faith. I'm not going to overburden someone who's already doing what they can do. But I've got somebody up here that's showing that they can do more, even more than I've asked them to do. And I'm going to give it to them. Oh my. That all seems to fit for me. I like that. I can finally live with that parable. Yeah. God has things that he wants me to do. And I need to do it. I need to take the responsibility that he's given me. There was something else that went. I said on the first day, we shared why we were there. And I shared at that time a story which I've told here before. It's about a time that I was out mowing the yard, something that I like to do. And I'd made a bargain with God. This was several years ago, and as usual, you know, we have ups and downs in our people coming, and I'd said to God, God, you know, that if you will keep people coming to Bethel and keep the doors open, I'll be happy to mow your yard for you. And I people that have heard this before, I really thought I had a feeling of a real voice that said, if you'll go out and invite the people to come in so that the pews are filled, then I'll keep the grass growing so that you'll have something to do. The bargain God had made with me. And I liked that. For one, that the words sounded like his words, not mine. It showed a sense of humor, but it also did something which I've taken over the years as being a task which I haven't fulfilled yet. When I was going down to celebrate Jesus, it was one of the things that I'd said, maybe this will help me to fulfill the only thing that I know of that God has ever told me to do. I've tried to do other things, and you know, when we take the tasks that God's given us, we do present other things back to him. God, yeah, I did that that you said, but you know, I went to visit a friend of mine who was in the hospital, and this is what I found out. Or I gave a call to somebody that needed some support, and I was amazed at what happened out of it. There are other things that we can do beyond the obvious things that maybe we think that God has asked us to do. And those are the bountiful. Those are the things that go beyond, that build the kingdom of God in God's sight. I get involved in a lot of things, but I sometimes wonder whether it goes be. It's just the bounty, and I'm still working on that that one last thing that I think God has encouraged me to do. Perhaps you've got things in your lives as well. I had one other thing that I was going to mention, but I won't now, about my dad. But what I want you to remember is that God has something for all of us to do. We're here because we have recognized the fact that he's purchased us, that we are his. recognize the fact also that we have responsibilities. Things that God wants us to do, asks us to do, maybe that we don't think we can do, but through applying our faith, leaning on Him, we can accomplish those things in His kingdom. One last thing that they asked us to do. He said, choose a hymn that goes along with your topic. And I had forgotten about that until I was lying in bed the night before the Saturday that we were going to do this. And I said, this guy, he hid things under a bushel. I'm not going to hide this thing under a bushel. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. And I said, that's going to be my hymn. This little light of mine. And so that's what we're going to sing as our final hymn. And it's on 585. This little light of mine.